All right, let's get into the shot caller question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come to studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock collar today. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. So text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? Jose is drawing a name out of the hat because he had the shock collar last. And who'd you get?
Oh, I got my own name.
Okay. Here's the shock collar. While Jose puts that on, Jeffrey, please read Jose the shock collar question of the day.
The food delivery app Grubhub recently compiled data from the past year's worth of delivery orders. To do it, they looked at information from over 30,000 restaurants and more than 4 million diners all over the country. And they found the top 4 most common food delivery orders in the nation last year, excluding pizza. Number 4 is fried chicken dishes, like chicken tenders and just normal fried chicken. Number 3 is ramen noodles. Number 2 was chicken and waffles. But name the number 1 most popular dish that was ordered for delivery last year.
Oh man, I thought this was gonna be easier.
Yeah, because
this is all I do not eat unless it's delivered to me now. It's a whole new world.
You literally told me the other day that you got delivery from a restaurant that is legitimately across the street from your apartment.
It is literally a block, but I already had my PJs on and I was tired, and it was fried chicken. It was on that list.
There's something wrong with you, man.
It was because the driver looked at me like,
you know this is costing you $80, right?
Okay, so, wow, so I noticed there's lots of chicken.
Yeah, so there's probably not going to be more chicken as the number one.
You know, I think it's going to be some kind of pasta. Because he said ramen noodles. I'm thinking it's going to be like spaghetti and meatballs.
You don't think it'll be pho?
No, pho, I mean, pho is good always, but delivery pho is different because you got to reheat it, you got to put it in your oven. It's more high maintenance.
I always get Thai food a lot whenever I do that.
But see, that's also noodles, like pad Thai or something,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but how do you talk about, like, you're talking about Thai food, it's such a big, like, and he's, like, the second thing is chicken and waffles, do you know what I mean? Like, it's saying, like, number one's Italian, like, he didn't ask for that.
So, yeah, pad Thai. A specific dish, yeah. Right? Yeah. Huh.
What about, like, and no Chinese food was, like, a chow mein or anything like that wasn't named.
Chinese food, huge. I get lots of Chinese. I
still think Donald Trump talking about Chinese food. Chinese food, huge. It's going to be great.
They already have a great wall. They're already great. Yeah.
They already have a great wall.
Okay. I think I'm going to go with, like, it's got to be noodles still. Noodles have to dominate this list. So I think I'm going to go with Chinese. I'm going to go with spaghetti and meatballs.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm going spaghetti and meatballs.
Chinese spaghetti and meatballs?
No,
or
just regular.
Okay, Jeff, regular spaghetti and meatballs.
Grubhub analyzed a year's worth of data from its users to find the top most common food orders ordered for delivery in America. Number 4 is fried chicken. Number 3 is ramen noodles. Number 2 is chicken and waffles. And the number 1 most popular food dish for delivery is the delicious comfort food.
Uh-oh.
That's also excellent for people with hangovers who don't want to go out to eat. Talking about macaroni and cheese.
Oh. Oh.
It can be ordered as a main course or as possibly just the side dish, depending on where you get it from.
Dude. Oh, I always get mac and cheese if it's available.
Really?
It was pasta. You're right. Just not the right kind of pasta.
I got mac and cheese and my chicken the other
night. Always good reheated, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Like, it doesn't
matter.
All right. You got it wrong. And somebody wanted to hear Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go by Wham! Before you get shocked. So whenever you're ready.
Okay. It's a good one. Wake me up before you go-go. I wasn't expecting it.
Remember, anything that you missed, you can always find it on the website. Thank you for listening. Today's show was produced by Steve, Holiday Shopping Boyd, and Jeff squeezed into my parking spot. Debo. Have a good one. We'll see you later.